Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The fan. Get punked by LeBron again at the Garden. Again. And OG Anunoby is hurt. With a right foot sprain. At least that's what the Knicks are calling it. Anyways, I got you till 3 a.m. You can tweet me or find me on Instagram, both at PatBoyle44. The phone number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Again, that's 888-808-1019, and you hopefully know by now that you can listen no matter where you are, anytime on the Odyssey app. Like I said, punked by LeBron James and the Lakers at Madison Square Garden again, and all the great feelings that I had as a Knicks fan over the last couple of weeks, especially a five-game winning streak coming into tonight with the Knicks dominating the Memphis Grizzlies earlier this week, destroying them, putting up 143 points, I wouldn't say thoroughly, but a convincing win against the Nuggets on Wednesday night, team that won the NBA title a couple of years ago, is still a threat to be NBA champions this year, at least make it to the Western Conference Finals. They've got Nikola Jokic, they've got Jamal Murray, and the Knicks beat them on Wednesday. They blew out the Kings earlier this week. And yet it all goes to crap, at least for me. It all goes to crap tonight. The game literally just ended. We could get into the Nets a little bit. They knocked off the Rockets. Very gritty win for the Nets, who, feels like they were trying to lose every game to get the number one overall pick or try to get into that number one overall lottery pick. That's who the Knicks play on Monday. But you just heard the great Bob Huesler and the Iceman, Frank Isola, get off the air here with the Nets game. They beat the Rockets, but again, I had my eyes all over the Knicks-Lakers game tonight. It's all LeBron James back at the Garden, third highest career scorer at MSG. He loves playing here. Lakers fans, of course, in the building. And the Lakers actually look like a good team this year, at least for now. Now they're 28-19, which is a lot better position than they've been at this point the last couple of years with LeBron and Anthony Davis, where they've basically been in the play-in tournament. And without Anthony Davis tonight, the Knicks were 10-point favorites. And they get punked by LeBron again. And they lose by 16. Five-game winning streak snapped. OG Anunoby leaves the game injured with what the team is calling, again, a right foot sprain. That's if you believe Knicks PR. I don't trust Knicks PR as far as I could throw them. Anunoby leaves the game, five-game winning streak snapped, and LeBron comes in and delivers a 33-point triple-double. Karl Anthony Towns, the thumb injury that he's been dealing with, he looked terrible. Brunson was terrible. If not for Josh Hart dropping a 26-point triple-double, who knows by how many the Knicks would have lost by tonight. Cat was horrible. Brunson was horrible. Anunoby gets hurt. LeBron puts up a 30-point triple-double. And on top of it, we get the Mickey Mouse show at the end, the last 2 minutes. Bronny James comes in and scores a bucket. Literally, it couldn't have been a worse night of basketball for the Knicks. I am sick to my stomach right now. I'm sick that I was cautiously optimistic going into this season. with the Knicks. And yes, I'm a diehard fan, and I thought, yeah, absolutely, they could beat the Boston Celtics. They can go to the NBA Finals, but they got to stay healthy. We never got to see just how damn good the Knicks were last year because they literally fought a war of attrition against themselves. OG, hurt. Brunson, broken hand, hurt, out. You know, Josh Hart was battling several different injuries all throughout the playoffs. The Knicks ran out of bodies. Bogdanovich, whenever you got to see him basically in the playoffs, he got hurt right when they began. And the Knicks, it culminated in getting destroyed in Game 7 by the freaking Indiana Pacers because the Knicks ran out of bodies. And we went into the season and we said to ourselves, if you said to yourself as a Knicks fan, I said to myself, if this team's healthy, they'll be in the conference finals. It'll probably be against the Boston Celtics. And you know what? With the addition of Karl Anthony Towns, I like my chances. Because the reason the Knicks got beat by the Pacers and the reason that the Celtics cakewalked to a championship is because 1 through 5 can spread the floor, can shoot the three. They're big, they're long, they're athletic. And although I had my qualms about the Cat trade at first, the first couple of weeks of the season, I said, you know what? The defense is going to take some time to gel. The trade for Bridges, I thought that put him over the top, put him on equal footing with the Celtics. And in the first couple of weeks, even though it was a slow start, I was talking to my boy Anthony Gallo, who's coming on after me tonight, and I said, you know what? They might struggle for the first few months, but yeah. I'm a Knicks fan. Of course, I believe that this team can go and win a championship this year. And here they are. They get red hot. Everybody's been healthy, except for Mitch. And we'll talk about Mitch, and we'll talk about the trade deadline, which now feels like the Knicks got to do something here before Thursday afternoon at the deadline. I don't know what they're going to do. We don't have many draft picks left after we traded them all to Brooklyn for the Bridges in the Bridges trade. And we can't really go too much higher in terms of salaries on the team. It feels like it's just another painful reminder for me that this team's ceiling is an NBA championship, but their floor, it might be another second round exit this year. And again, after giving OG Anunoby a gigantic contract, which he deserved when he's on the floor, because the Knicks, I saw the graphic during the game tonight, they are 52-19 with OG Anunoby, and they are 30-29 without him. That is how meaningful he is to this team. That is how freaking good he is. He can defend anybody on the floor. He can hit the three. He is a beast inside. And with him on the floor, we saw it last January. The Knicks went on that unbelievable tear, and that's why I thought they were going to go to the conference finals, and if not, win the NBA championship last year. And then everybody gets hurt. And now, it's looking like it's the same freaking story. Non-contact injury, he gets the ball, he goes to jab step against LeBron, he goes down. My heart sunk. I think if you watch that game, or if you saw the clip on social media, right away, I thought, oh, that's it. Season's over. He's done. That looked like a torn ACL. That looked like a torn Achilles. And then you hear during the game, I saw my guy Ian Begley tweeted. I saw the Knicks PR tweeted. OG Anunoby ruled out for the rest of the game, right foot sprain. And I think the first reaction is, okay, it's not ACL. It's not knee injury. It's not ankle or Achilles injury. But then again, right foot sprain, I mean, we're not talking about like a one-week injury here. It's hard to quantify any kind of freaking timetable when it comes to OG Anunoby and when it comes to Knicks PR and when it comes to something like a right foot sprain. What's the severity? It didn't look great. Just by the looks of it, non-contact, he walked immediately to the locker room. He knew something wasn't right. Like, I'm not going to sit here as a Knicks fan and get my hopes up again after I've been waiting months for Mitchell Robinson, who I was told in the beginning of the year, yeah, probably around January, he'll be back. It's February 1st. He hasn't even been cleared for contact yet. And we're talking about trying to trade him. A guy that hasn't even stepped on the floor yet? What are you going to get for him? And now, after outside of Mitch, basically everybody has been healthy. Cat, Brunson barely missed any time. Bridges and Hart, they basically lead the NBA in minutes played. And then tonight, everything that could have gone wrong goes wrong. Murphy's Law. Bad enough that LeBron comes in and drops a 30-point triple-double. Bad enough, Bronny freaking James, we got to get the charade. You know, the whole Disneyland circus story. He comes in, scores a bucket. I hear Lakers fans, I had the volume on the TV, I hear Lakers fans chanting Bronny. Bad enough that that happens, and we get punked by LeBron and the Lakers again. I was in the Garden last year when the Lakers came to MSG, and they won that game last year. Bad enough all that happens, and on top of it, OG hurt. So I'm not going to sit here as a Knicks fan and think, all right, well, hey, we'll get him back. OG will be back in a couple weeks. He'll be back in March. He'll be back before the playoffs. We'll be fine. This team's just got to stay healthy from there on out. I mean, that's what you're going to be saying. You're holding your breath. I'm holding my breath now for the next 2 months and into the playoffs, hoping that another injury doesn't happen when it feels like that's this team's identity. And I don't think it has anything to do with Tibbs. I don't want to hear about the minutes police. I don't want to hear about him running guys into the ground. Because OG Anunoby's played top 10 in minutes. That's the reason why all of a sudden on a random jab step as he's got the ball that he suffers a non-contact injury, that he's got a foot sprain. So then what? You, as a Knicks fan, what do you want to turn into? Do you want to turn into the Clippers? You want to turn into the Sixers where it's load management? Where it's baby all of our star players, have them sit every night of a back-to-back just to hope that nobody gets hurt, just to hope that the team's healthy going into the playoffs? I'm pissed off, if you couldn't tell. 888-808-1019. I need some Knicks fans here just to vent with me, maybe talk me off the ledge here, because on a night like tonight, it's another painful reminder of just... You can put all the perfect plan together. So you can go out and you can trade for Karl Anthony Towns. You can trade for Mikal Bridges. The offense has been elite. Right up there with the Thunder and the Grizzlies, they've been the best offense in the NBA. And by many metrics, advanced metrics, the Knicks have been the best offense in the entire NBA. Think about in our lifetime as Knicks fans, if you're under the age of, really ever. Because the Knicks have always got it done with defense, even in the days of Ewing, even when they won their championship 50 years ago, it's been defense. So when have you ever thought in your lifetime you'd be saying, yeah, the Knicks basically have the best offense in the NBA this year? And that's the truth. And even then, I can't be confident that OG Anunoby is going to be back before the playoffs start, or that OG Anunoby is going to be 100% the rest of the year, or that OG Anunoby is not going to get hurt again. Now, we just paid a guy $40 million a year who couldn't stay healthy down the stretch last year, tried to give it his all in Game 7. I mean, he's basically out there with one leg limping up and down the floor in the first few minutes of Game 7 against the Pacers. And now after staying healthy basically all season, out of nowhere, on a freak play, on a jab step, non-contact injury, right foot sprain. And again, that is what Knicks PR is telling us. So I'm going to hope, I'm going to cross my fingers and hope with false confidence that that's all it is. And I'm going to hope that maybe within a few weeks, he's back. This is the same team that told us Mitchell Robinson's probably going to be back by January. And here it is a month later, he hasn't even been cleared for contact. And yeah, even though the Knicks have been fantastic without Mitch, we needed everybody. We needed everybody this year to have a chance at winning a title. I know it's, for me, it sounds like the sky is falling, and it is right now, because I'm living in the very first few minutes after this game and this OG Anunoby injury, so maybe by Monday I'll calm down. Got my mother texting me right now, she's listening. Deb, she's, Patty P, calm down. Patty, calm down, please. I can't calm down. I can't. Because it's another painful reminder of just how, not lucky, but how fortunate you have to be to get through an entire season, to get through a playoffs healthy, and also just how freaking good and how deep you've got to be. And without OG Anunoby for the next however long, the Knicks bench, which has been better as of late, but now this Knicks bench, which barely plays and barely scores, now they're going to get tested. And, I mean, look, the regular season isn't everything in the NBA, but, I mean, damn it, getting as high of a seed as possible really would have helped this team, really would have helped the Knicks if they could have caught the Celtics and been the 2 seed and get a potential Game 7 at home. If the Knicks don't have to drop into the 4 or the 5, and now we're talking about maybe, you know, having a tough matchup in the first round again and maybe being on the road. It just sucks. A night like tonight, it's a horrible night for the Knicks. It's a horrible night. LeBron comes into our building again, torches us like he's 25 years old, as if 14 years ago with the whole decision and teasing us as Knicks fans, as if that wasn't bad enough that I've got to deal with that memory. Every time the Knicks play the Lakers, every time LeBron comes to the Garden, hey, remember when LeBron and the decision, and it's LeBron James at the Garden, he loves playing here, and nobody's got more triple-doubles as a visiting player, and only Kobe and Michael Jordan have scored more points per game, and when he's 40 years old, and his performance, his numbers have taken a dip this year, he looks like he's 25 years old again. Looks like he's 25 years old tonight. Nobody can guard him. Tibbs is having Landry Shamet trying to guard LeBron on a couple of these sets. I mean, what are we doing? And once OG gets hurt, that was it. They interviewed Josh Hart to start the fourth quarter. He said, you know, we got to move on. You can hear Mike Breen saying that it feels like the energy's been sucked out of the crowd. Once OG went down, that was it. That was it. The Knicks never recovered. They kept it close, but they got blown out in that fourth quarter. And now we're looking at a trade deadline coming up in a couple of days where now the Knicks, not only is the plan to try to trade Mitchell Robinson probably done, because what the hell are you getting for him? But now the Knicks need to go and make a trade for a wing. Now they need to go and make a trade to try to replace OG Anunoby for the time being. And it's not going to, you know, again, they're not going out and getting an all-star. They're not getting a fringe all-star. It's probably going to be some kind of rotation player. I saw rumors about Chris Boucher from the Raptors, a guy that averages 10 points a game. He's actually best friends. He was very close friends with OG Anunoby. So it feels like we'll call up the Toronto Raptors, make another trade again with them. But there's no big trade that the Knicks can make here over the next 5 days. And in terms of the last couple of weeks, a trade to trade Mitch and maybe get a big back or get somebody that's of really good value back, that's gone. Because Mitch hasn't even been cleared for contact, so what team in the NBA is going to say, oh yeah, well, the guy hasn't even been cleared for contact yet, he's got a history of injury problems? Sure, we'll trade for him and we'll give you a good player back. That's not going to happen. So now, thank goodness, the NBA All-Star break's coming up in 2 weeks, but it's going to be tough sledding. It's going to be tough sledding for the Knicks for the rest of the regular season, and again, sorry if I sound like the sky is falling here on me, but I can't confidently say that OG Anunoby is going to stay healthy throughout the postseason this year again. When he, out of nowhere, he suffers a non-contact with the Knicks are calling a right foot sprain. 888-808-1019. So we could talk about the Lakers and Knicks game if you're on your way home from the Garden. If you're on the train and you've got your earbuds in, you got the Odyssey app turned on, or if you were at a friend's house and you were watching the game, either way, if you're listening and you want to talk Knicks, let's go. I would love to have some positivity because I've got next to none right now. Even though the Knicks were the best team in the NBA over the last week and a half here, blowing out the Grizzlies, beating the Nuggets, crushing the Kings. For me, it all went to crap over the last 2 hours. OG Anunoby, right foot sprain. Who knows how long he's going to be out, and LeBron comes into the Garden and punks us again with a 33-point triple-double. 888-808-1019. We still got a lot to get to outside of that. I've got a message for Draymond Green when it comes to the Knicks, so I want to get to that in a little bit. We've got to talk Pete Alonso because here we are, 40 minutes away from Sunday, and we still don't have anything with Pete Alonso and the Mets. So we'll talk about that. Talk about a potential pitcher that the Mets could trade for. The Jets coaching staff seems to be complete. They've got their defensive coordinator hired. They hired their offensive coordinator before the weekend started and who the Jets quarterback in 2025 should be. So a lot to get to tonight. I've got you to 3 a.m. It's Pat Boyle. If you can't call in for whatever reason, again, you can hit me up on Twitter, at PatBoyle44. I'll get to all your tweets. We'll read your tweets on the air. But 888-808-1019. Knicks fans, talk me off the ledge, please, because I am furious after having to watch that and now see OG Anunoby is hurt. Got you to 3 a.m. It's Pat Boyle with you here. We're just getting going on a Saturday night here on The Fan of New York.